Anything that requires bez, so problem mishloish is not bez. So yochetz don dine din detail because we don't require bez.
Why is it
but chalish bez doesn't have kviye to be walking on that requires bez.
So
even though the Rambam passed the Rambam, he says all the kviya. So we see that the Rambam is really completely anteise. And it's not only anteise, because many Rishonim
is
anteise. So the Rambam is really anteise. All right, now.
So the Rambam only is Munchel
Rabbi next week. Aber Gash. The high Munchel Rabbi had a year in the beginning. Wir kommen zum Hodi kommen wir kommen diese Bilder leben Pinsel der Himmel hat sich kabel und besser ist muss wir haben laut mit boy kommen so mit der Prima
Mathe
wir haben wir kommen wir haben schon die war plus dann wir haben
auch die Jahr
aber Johi wir hoffen im Mumm geladen
in der Molle certainly
at kommen wir so what it mean kommen wir so wir kommen wir so wir so it means according to the Rambam the definition the definition of Goma Bisovia is that he has three qualifications. Number one, he is Idea Kola Terekola, but he is Idea Tereshe Bichsav Tereshe Malte. Number two, that he understands, he has the right for it. Number three, that he has the Mikubo, he is recognized, he is well known. But if he is a God Lador, he knows Kola Terekola, but no one knows about him. So then, but there's no Raya Mochrechen, so the Arishenim are
Achelik.
Because even the Kibla Alayi, but not Kibla Alayi real is Chayvah. In the name, even Kibla Alayi real is Chayvah, really din, really toy, real is Chayvah. The way these Chayvahs have to be, these Chayvahs have to be Al-Shin Yisudah, or if it doesn't have to be out against the Silla. So if it's based upon Chaimis and Michile, so then it's not even Chotev. So it's not with Tiras Bin. So if it's Tiras Bin, it's Chaimis. But he stipulated it now. So one can say, I am mischaim myself to pay $100 to Shimon if this person will say I have to pay. So then, so then it's not Chayach, so nevertheless, Abu Vavicho, nevertheless, Gimu Reyev Moko. So then it's not with Tiras Bin. But suppose there is Kabbalah, but there is no real Ischayvah. Let's say if they said, die with the detail. So then there is no
Ischayvah.
So in such a case, you can say, if it was not to be, so it's not Muchach what they said. That's why the Arishim were Chilikat.
The answer is because Rashi wants to mention something that has practical relevance, not just theoretical relevance.
Teisa says that when Shmuel says Shnaim Shadon Din, so when the Shmuel says Nik Din Din Shnaim Shadon Bnei Din, so he says Shmuel Maire,
by he, so he could have said, these Rishonim could have said, that Shmuel Meire, in the case where there was Kabbalah, but not the Kabbalah of Mishael, but let's say the Kabbalah was said, Dan was in there. So they submitted voluntarily, but they want to describe themselves to pay whether they are Mechuyev or Alfidim or not. But they just said, so so these Rishonim could have mentioned it, but they mentioned some another example. Ushmuel Meire, by Yisrael, come on Zablok, the Bele, and the Bele, Ushnai, the Bele, the because Shmuel, she may be shnayim with Biro and Sashmichi, we don't know, she may be. So, in other words, so this, these Rishonim mention another example. In other words, they could mention an example where there is no clear result. And there is no Yisrael Zivash. So Shmuel says, in such a case, Shnayim Shadonu, the name Dina, Shnikom is the Hoki of the Rambam. But these Rishonim mention another example where Kviya is resorted to. Kviya is resorted to. But, so in such a case, now, it's named Dina. So, what, for example, that is, if let's say, each party, each Batoho chose its bearer. So then the Alohi is, then Shnayim is bearer on Meirecho. Suppose the two bearers did not agree on Sholish, and they themselves were done.
First of all,
so even if they were done out of the Kviya,
first of all,
but even if later on they resorted to Kviya, but they were chosen inasmuch as they were chosen by these two parties, by the Tevea and the Nitva, so even if later on, after they were chosen by the two parties, the Tevea and the Nitva, so they resorted to Kviya because they couldn't agree on Sholish. So they themselves decided to be done by Kochom of the parties. So then is the name Di. But if it is Mamesh, Balkochom of the Baladin, and the Baladin did not submit to their Dayones. So then it says the name Mechonik Shmuel. Because of Shmuel, she made Shnayim, Loibiru Lemes Hashlishi, we don't know she the name Din. We have a Vuya Polit, Voma, she ain't the name Din. She ain't the name. We are Rishonim. So it's not all Rishonim agree with Seisset that Shnayim Shedonu the name Din means even Balkol. And I suppose that the Rambam wouldn't agree with Seisset either. Well, the Rambam doesn't pass quite well. He passes the Shnayim Shedonu in the name Din, but since we see that the Rambam says in the Perashah Mishnah so many words, then it's Mashma Vayel Hazok also. But it's not explicit in Vayel Hazok. So, but in the Perashah Mishnah it's explicit that even though the Rambam paskins like Ravache Brid Ravike, that Yochid Shidan in Teiro, Dini Din, so he says that Yochid Mumcha Rabin can be done, but Shavuy Al-Dikviyeh, he cannot be done. Why not? Because Kviya can only be done by Bez. And Mucha Rabim does not have a Chaleishem Bez. It does not have a Chaleishem Bez. So Kviya Rodin can be done only when by someone who has a Bez. So Mele is Mistabea, that the Rambam, he doesn't pass like Shmuel altogether, but the Rambam will probably say that when Shmuel says, like that, the Yesh Mifoshim that are unmentioned, that when Shmuel says, Shnayim Shedonu Dineim Din, Shmuel doesn't refer to a Kviya Rodin at the very outset. But, because how could Shmuel say that Shnayim Shedonu Dineim Din, and at the very outset he can be Kefe, but Kviya Rodin that requires Bezden, and less than Shleisho is not Bezden, so Shmuel will also be made. Shmuel will be made. So what does Shmuel mean? Shmuel means either where there is no Kviya Rodin, so the Neim Din, let's say, what he said, Dain was in Teresh, there was no Yishayvis either, but there was no Kviya Rodin, or The example mentioned by the ancient Forshim, where the outset there was no Kriya, because each Baal Din chose its Bearer. And then they didn't get the Shorish, so they themselves decided to be done. So since at the outset they were chosen by the Baal Din, so then they can even resort to Kriya. Because since they themselves submitted voluntarily to these Dayonim as their Bearer, Mashenke, in the case where at the very outset they resorted to Kriya, the Baal Din never submitted to them as Dayonim. So then, even Shmuel will say that in the Dayan Din. Amen. All right. Now, Kinano don din mom yachidi, vod it nam din sechet in Ovis, al ki don yachidi, she in don yachidi ala echot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, eis a teva komash, shalo yit, vod yoma, ki kinano, heilig leima, yoch elodi, viloi, shohoyo don, in ame rogo hoyo bidini, vein lochu shemo, yit, There is a pshat in the Pirkei Avos, out of the loshen in Pirkei Avos is out of Yidon Yechidu Shein Don Yechidu Alecho. So Teisa says that most Hashem in what is Yidon Alecho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there is a pshat in the Pirkei Avos, out of Yidon Yechidu, I don't remember who, but there is such a pshat, out of Yidon Yechidu Shein Don Yechidu Alecho doesn't refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mumcha l'Rabbi. So in other words, one who is a mumcha l'rabim like Rav Nachman, so this ethical directive of how Tidon Yechidi doesn't apply. But most Rishonim explain the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Shidon Yechidi Alecho, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But mumcha l'rabim can do that, so that means it's not Toseh, but it's not the proper thing. It's not the proper thing. It's not nice. For a mumcha l'rabim to be don yechid. V'iloi zilshli. Pires v'kuntches. V'iloi kigin l'amro d'anlo d'inter. V'koshel imkei mai d'ayit mochad afil lo yon v'sobben an masho sosu v'shavu v'yitze. V'imuch al kamo d'ipor v'ma guye midon es adi. U'mei kalob d'kubla l'ayin v'shem mumcha ayin. Dok atone say v'mumcha l'rabim poter. So last time we said, Rashi can explain that Gemara v'moye mumcha l'rabim, what does it mean v'moye mumcha l'rabim? In other words, if he had reshus from the reshuluse, from the nosi, that's what it means. So, but Teisa doesn't explain it that way. So Teisa applies the reshe of the braise to one who is not a mumche, one who is not goma visovi. And still, the din is a din, but he only has to pay. So we see from that, that the mumche l'rabi, so we see that where we said daimod din teire, so then even one who is not gomer v'sofer, so he's dinaydin. So when we apply the aloche, that mumche l'rabi is dinaydin, that means where they were not mikabel at all, not even the kabole of daimod din teire, even when it's valkoch. Lach kachmira v'loi dikabel l'liach alach klau. So then you have to pay, but the din is a din. So even al the kviya, the din is a din. But we saw that the Rambam Perush and Mishnah is chelik, and the Rambam Rashi is also chelik. But Rashi is chelik only in respect to Rav Yisef, Rabbah, who holds like Rabbah Huye, but not in respect to Rabbah Chesed Ravik. Now, so the authority of the Rish Galusim is more than the authority of the Nos. Why? Because Hoch HaShevi was Mechik. Mashba the Shevi Shevi Tot. V'yod Yomar V'firik Mokim Shenoagu. Me'at Yisroel Bovel. Kivn da Nam Avo Me'at Yisroel Bovel. Kivn da Nam Kalfino Lo Avdino Kavisaye. So in other words, the authority of the Chachmei at Yisroel is greater than the authority of Chachmei Bovel. So we see that soil, the authority of our soil is superior to the authority of Babel, so it's a stereo power of the Mare. The Imer Rav Netam, the Hanen Milu said, the Yisav Heta, the Bnei Arts Yisroel Chakim et Tvei, the Avira de Arts Yisroel Machkim, Kidikom Arochim, the Ikram Chikik, Shalom Din Teiro Berabi, אבל אם אף כל סמומן לפתר דפקר בין הפקר עדיף מניבובל, וכחשבת שרידי מסעום במקהיל. So in other words, Tetzis distinguishes between judicial authority and executive authority. So as far as judicial authority is concerned, so the authority of Chachmei Eretz Yisrael is superior, because Avirei De'Eretz Yisrael Machkin. Now Avirei De'Eretz Yisrael Machkin is a din. It's not just a statistical fact in IQ. I don't know whether it is a statistical fact in IQ, but it's a din. It's a din that kmitzian teitzitero. So that's the aloha. In other words, what's the aloha? Avirei De'Eretz Yisrael Machkin, that's based upon kmitzian teitzitero. Even if the IQ of the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael is not higher than the IQ of the Chachmei Bovel. So even though it's the same, so it's aloha of kmitzian teitzitero. So that means that Avirei De'Eretz Yisrael Machkin. So as far as Hiroye is concerned, So the authority of Chachmei Eretz Yisrael is superior. Unless they are greater, they are God of the Chochmah. I mean, that's the aloche. That's the aloche. We see that aloche in regard to Yibur Hashon. So the Gemara says, we'll learn it further in Sanhedrin. So the Gemara, now, there is aloche in the Avrim Shonim Vein Kevim Chodoshim B'chutz Loretz. Vein Kevim Chodoshim B'chutz Loretz. So the Gemara asked the Kashe, but Rav Akiva once had to go on a mission to Chutz Loretz, and he was Me'abba Shonim. So the Gemara gives the Teretz, because Rav Akiva lo yiniach kemei, saying there is no one who could measure up to the greatness of Rav Akiva in Eretz Yisrael. No one in Eretz Yisrael, while Rav Akiva was in Chutz Loretz, he probably was in Chutz Loretz for some time, so there was no one left in Eretz Yisrael who could measure up to his greatness. So we see that even though there is a loche of a me'abrim shonim v'inkim chodoshim b'chutz loretz elo b'Eretz Yisrael, why kimitzi en teitzitero? Why is it so? Because kimitzi en teitzitero u'dvar adishem Yerushalayim. So, but if in Eretz Yisrael, if in chutz loretz there is one who is much greater than the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, then the one who is greater in chutz loretz, he can be Kivei HaKadoshim, he can be Ma'aber Shonim. So when do we say a Ma'aberim Shonim? When the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael and the Chachmei Chutz Loretz are equal in Chochmah. But if by far the Chachmei Chutz Loretz are greater than the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, then they can be Ma'aber Shonim. So the question is, Monefshah, if there is a aloche, k'mitzi en teitzitero, that you cannot be ma'aber shonim, so you cannot be ma'aber shonim, so what difference does it make? So lo niach k'meisei, so be'aretz Yisrael. The answer is, when there is a aloche, k'mitzi en teitzitero implies that the Yibur Shonim has to be done by the God Lador. The greatest bezin. It can be done by any bezin smuchim. But suppose you have a number of bezin smuchim. So who can be kevea? Who can be me'aber shonim? So the greatest one. So if the chachomim, the bezin in Eretz Yisrael, even though they are, and the bezin in Chutz Loretz, who are also smuchim, if they are. The same in Godless Bitor, so because of Mitzi and Teitzitero, Avira De'Eretz Yisrael Machkin, they are considered Kvilado. But when can the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael be considered the God Lador as against the Chachmei Chutz Loretz? Only when they are the same. When Mitzi is they are the same, so then there is a lot of Mitzi and Teitzitero, that they are considered greater, the Kvilado. But if they are not the same, so then we don't say Avirei De'Eretz Yisrael Machkin, that the one who is inferior in Torah should be considered as the God Lador, as against the one who is in Chutz Loretz, who is superior in Torah. All right, now. Avol in Yafkos Momei, but where it's a question of Hefker Bezen Hefker, and there it's not a question of judicial authority, of Hiroye. It's a question of executive authority, because so there, Der Ishgoluse, who is became Melech, so he has the key of his certain prerogatives of a Melech, so he represents the Klal Yisrael. He represents the Klal Yisrael. So Mashenkin, the Nosi, he doesn't represent the Klal Yisrael. So in regard to judicial authority, so the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael are superior. But in regard to executive authorities, on the contrary, Yerusha was superior. Out of course, more than Livkia, the Liv, the Potter, the Hefka Bez and Hefka, Adiv Nui Wovel, the Kreshevet, Sherin is in the Makil. How do they possess that Keach of Freedom is on the Makil? Behind the time, Mishim Drish Gelo, Mishorim, Ben, no David Amelech. So there is Yerusha. And even though the Malchus with David was bottled with the home, but there was still Yerusha continued in respect to partial Malchus. In other words, those keches, those prerogatives that the Melech possesses, not b'teir Melech per se, but b'teir represent the leader, the manik of the people. So that continued even after Malchus with David was bottled. So it continued through the Yerusha. To the Yerusha of Ben Ben. As a matter of fact, you'll find the Sefer HaKabbalah, you'll find the whole list of the Rishgaluses, the uninterrupted list. From Zerubbabel, Zerubbabel's son, Zerubbabel's grandson, great-grandson, and so on and so forth. So the Yerusha continued. They are also descendants of David HaMelech, but through the daughters. Not Ben Ben. Kidigomar, be Yerushalmi. As a matter of fact, in regard to the Aloche of Mitzian Tetzetero, Avira de Artisroel Machkim, so in the Machlikis that Kapsadi Goyen had with Chachmei Artisroel about the Kviyas HaKadoshim, there was a Machlikis whether a Kislev should be a Meuber in a certain year. What should be a Mubea, or should be a Moli, or should be a Hosea, should be a Hosea. So the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, they said that all the Jews have to follow up the Psak, their Psak, as against Rav Sadi Goyen's Psak. Why? Because Rav Sadi Goyen was in Bovel and they were on Eretz Yisrael, and Avira de Eretz Yisrael and Machkim Tvei, so Memele, Kivitzi and Tetzetero. But the Jews did not follow up the Psak of the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael against Rav Sadi Goyen's Psak. Against Rav Sadi Goyen's Psak. Why? Even though Kivitzi and Tetzetero, because Rav Sadi Goyen was accepted as a God Lador as much greater in Chochmetz and the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, who are Chelik HaRav Sadi Goyen. So when do we say, Kimitzi and Tetzetero, that we have to follow Psak of Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, if they are both equal, Shove b'Chochmo, but if the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, if the daily in Chutz Loretz are greater than the daily in Eretz Yisrael, as it was then, HaRav Sadi Goyen was recognized as the God Lador, as being much superior to the daily in Eretz Yisrael then, so then we don't say Avira de Eretz Yisrael, Machin Tvei. All right, we'll leave it. My Rishuse, Tafei Yom Lugalet. My Rishuse. What's the meaning of the rishus that a dayan has to have in order that he should be potter of tashlumin in case he makes a toy? Kavenochis, my rishus, Kavenochis, Rabbi Velachone li Bovel, Omole Rabchia li Rabbi ben, li Rebbe, Omole Rabchia li Rebbe, Benochi yir li Bovel. So when Rabbi Vachone, so had to go to Bovel, so Rav Chiya said to Rebbe Benochi, Rabbi Vachone was a nephew of Rav Chiya. So he told Rebbe Benochi here in the Bovel. Yeireh, should he should it be the Paschal Shailes in Israel? So Rebbe answered, yes, Yodin, should it be done in the Torah? So Rebbe said, Yod, Yat of Chereis. So Rebbe said, Yat. Kavanochi, that was with Rabbi Vachon. Kavanochi is Rabbi Bovel, before Rabbi had to go to Bovel. Omale Rebchie Le Rebbe, Ben Achis he heard about. Yeire. So Rebbe said, Yeire. Yodin. So Rebbe said, Yodin. Yat of Chereis. So here Rebbe said, Al Yat. In connection with Rav Achone, so Rebbe said, Yat HaPcheres. But in connection with Rav, he said, Al Yat HaPcheres. Maishne Limar, so both were the nephews of the Rav Chie, and both were the sons of brother, of the brother of Rav Chie. So Maishne Limar, Dikore Ben Achi, Ben Ochi, Maishne Limar, Dikore Ben Achoisi, because Rav was a nephew by being the son of the sister of Rabchi, not the son of the brother. Ibe, Vichone. Now Ibe is the father of Rav. That's the father of Rav. And Chone is the father of Rabbi. Rabbi Bachone. So Vishile, Umot. Rebchie, Kule Bnei Abe Barache Karosale Mikafre. Karosale is the name of the place of the town. So they're all brothers. So not only Chone was a brother of Rebchie, but Ibe was also a brother of Rebchie. So he was a Ben Ochi. So why did the Rebchie refer to Rav as Ben Achoisi? So the more answers, Rav Barachbe Dehave Barach. Rav Barachone Barachbe Loav Barach. So Rav was both. He was a nephew of Rav Chi in two ways. First, he was a nephew because he was a son of Rav Chi's brother. And he was also a nephew because he was a son of Rav Chi's sister. Now, it doesn't mean that the brother married the sister, but he married a stepsister, you are allowed to marry. So because of that, so he was both a Ben Ochi and Ben Achise, of Rav Chie. V'boi Seimet. The reason as to why he called him Ben Achoisi, al Shem Chochmos, Yechziv, Emeo Achochmo Achisia. So Chochma is called Achoyz. So Mele, in other words, because he was a great Chochem, Rav, so he called him Ben Achiz, the child of wisdom. Now, Pcheres Al Yad. So in connection with Rav, Rebbe said, no, he cannot be Matze Pcheres. To make a determination as to whether a certain Pchor is a Balmum, so maybe it's Mutea, Bachile or not, so that he was not authorized, Rav, to make such a determination. My time, you and the Mishim Dui Chakin, is it because he was not Chakin, he was not well versed in Hilchas Pcheres? How come, you know the Chakin too? Hakim too. Elo mishum deloipkia bimume. Elo mishum deloipkia bimume, because he didn't know the mitzias, what is the lasting mum and a permanent mum and what is the mumei veya. So because of that, and in order to pass in shayla b'cheres, you have to know that the ledalme, what mum is a permanent mum and what mum is a mumeivea. So that's why he didn't authorize him to be Matze Pcheres. V'homer Rav, Shminos HaChodoshim, Gedalti Eitzel Rei Behemo, Leida Eize Mum Kovua Veize Mumeivea. Elo Lechalik Likovei Berabe Bachon. Lechalik Likovei Berabe Bachon. So in other words, in order to show respect for Rav, so it wasn't at the expense of Rav, because Rav so had such a tremendous reputation that even without the authority to pass Kishayos in Et HaBchiles, so everybody would give him respect anyway. Mashein Kein, Rav Avrachone, if Rav would also be able to pass Klon Shailes, even in Et HaBchiles, so then there would be a diminution in the respect that would be accorded to Rav Avrachone. And so there wouldn't be any diminution in the covenant that would be accorded by the public to Rav. So because of that, the Rebbe restricted.
Now the Roshna Mishnah is in the moment of the show, the Chavon of the show. So the Mishnah mentions the moment separately and the Chavon separately. So the Mishnah Kashin is all to view the Chavon is loved in the moment, isn't it? So the expression in the moment of the show includes the Chavon as well. Why is the Chavon mentioned separately? Omer Rav Avuhe, Mayin Kosham. Mayin Dinei Mominez, Vilus Chavol. Avuhidus Vavuhis, look, to the Pshat Mishnah is, as Gemara explains it now, is the moment of Shleisho. Which Dinei Mominez? Vilus Chavol. So it's not a general category of Dinei Mominez. For George, Vilus Chavol. Mayin Kosham, Mayin Dinei Mominez, Vilus Chavol. Avuhidus Vavuhis, look, who's Lich?
And because
I'm there,
if the Mishnah
mentioned your Dinei Mominez, Havamine, Dasu, Midoyes, Valvoy,
everything,
Tonic, Dinei Chavol, but then the question arises, so let the Mishnah mention Dinei Chavol, so then I would know only Dinei Chavol is required for this. Vitoni, Dinei Chavol, Tonic, Dinei Mominez, Havamine, Uadin, Dasu, Midoyes, Valvoy, weil ich tonig dir habo es mich im dik ja gib mir ein bisschen mit gesehen und habo ich
muss doch der hach mehr
so if the common the business mention will the habo it be shlei show I wouldn't know that it is
so they
the shlei show applies only to that I would say the common mention just one part of the term but in a genaam it applies to all the moment is that it should apply shlei show tell me moment Why did the Tana choose that here, this part?
In Yerushalayim.
But Heidi Tana did not always, so I would say, he should be given the Chsiv, because they was a Chvoles. They was a Chsiv, because of Vais of Lehim.
So,
Chvoles, Mali Chavu Bikuf, Mali Chavu Bikuf. So since the Torah mentions explicitly, Chvoles, Bimomene, Somele, So Chvoles Bikuf is also mentioned, but it's not Davke, Chvoles, Zilva Chvoles. It's a part of Dinei Mominez, it's an example of Dinei Mominez. But the Halacha applies to all Dinei Mominez. This is what I could say. That's why the Tana mentions Dinei Mominez. And then, spell out Zilva Chvoles to imply that only Zilva Chvoles. But in Yoruba Chvoles, not. Tony my in the moment is still in the Chavoles. Now let's see the Rashi. My Kotone, Hai Tel is Chavoles. Perushet is the moment. The Lord Tame called in the moment of the Mash. Uli Mute our voice with joy. Uli Mute our voice with joy.
Anyway,
Shame, so that's a shot. So you might tell me called the moment mashmah. So Kumashmah, no, it's not called the moment. But only there is Havar. My table is Havar. We moved out there is Havar. How good we do. She voice of Mul Chasod. We can do it. That would be love. That would come. In Kachmantino, come before. So my mask. We do it Havar. Shnei am amiski milu. We do it Shemolodim. We do it. Shemolodim. 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 שמיעו מפנינו לבוא, והלא קיבה בשתי. וחיו, ויש נטובי, כבח נטוב. ודוי החדוי, ואו חבוי נסתיו, ותרגילו את הפרטים, ואי מפורשה. ודוי שמידי מקצה, חבוי שכבה. So the first shot, he do it means he do it for our boy.
You cannot pass and, Mishael
in other words, so they did not observe the Alvo Yitzhak, but the they only observed how one was made that he borrowed money from the other.
Because
and Alvo is meaning that they are people who observed it, who testified that they observed the Alvo Yitzhak, and Arab Shati.
So it's not, so not only you have to know the Alvo Yitzhak, you have to know the Miller
the Alvo Yitzhak, which are necessary to come from Alvo Yitzhak. My should hope for Alvo Yitzhak, we call Alvo
Yitzhak. So why, without electricity, you have to know what electricity.
Why should we call,
so in order to pass Mishael,
Alvo Yitzhak, so you have to know it's Raman, otherwise you can't know it.
So Mele, they couldn't get me. But of course, as far as passing the Shaila, so it wasn't indispensable that the Marie de Rav himself should be an astronomer. He could consult the astronomer. So he could But the Marigal
if a person would say, now I don't know you when you want to come before, but I am
Yisrael
yourself.
So that was the
Raya of Chazir Mechol. And there will not be any Kabbalistic.
Then you have to know not only the Hatera themselves,
Yisrael cannot be created by just by a verbal promise.
But there is no Raya.
Unless there is a Kabbalistic.
You don't have to die in the Miladal.
So many Rishayim say the Rambam, she said,
he could give him reshus
to be mele, even if he starts to fail, his chayim is
not even know the mele down, but he's assuming that he didn't know the mele down.
If we say, now the marit says, that he does not think he made him, it's not the money, so it's his chayim.
Certainly,
but his chayim cannot be created just by Dibu Baal. So the answer is true. By Dibu Baal, his chayim cannot be created.
If one say to him at home,
I don't owe you any money, I never borrowed from you. But I am his chayim. So that's not fair. That the truth is not right. Mashiach came to where he expressed it in terms of the joy. In other words, he says, I owe you $100 because, let's say, a month ago, I borrowed from you $100.
But
so even though
good reason,
it's not true, also
not
it's
not that he is yeah. So that's why anymore.
So it's not right. We don't believe in that right. But the fact that he was made a threat in itself creates
Chayes.
But the Chayes does not mention any other Chayes. There is a Shite in the beginning
of Machis
that holds
so that the reason he was
not pneumonic.
But it is Chayes.
I mentioned it in the Shia, I mentioned it many times.
In respect
to the last year, 2 years ago, and 3 years ago, I mentioned, so in other words, this so much is of the meal.
He knew not
so
only the
now, Mori Makis says, Mori Makis says,
so there are certain things that no
if, let's say, now, suppose, two AD shall come and testify, let's say, that Ruben was in it on his own, on the first of the year.
So he used
on the first of the year. And then two other Eidim come and they are mazim the first couple. They say to the first God, how can you say that you saw who was in the Zohar on the first of the year in that place? When on the first of the year, you were so with us in another.
But
we saw who being in the Zohar on the first of the year,
a month before you, so he would be able to be matter.
So that what he is the deity, so one could argue, the deity who are mixing, they should not be hired.
And
he said, they wouldn't know in the testimony. No. They said that they saw who it was in the Zohar the first of the year. And the Mazimim said, no, they didn't see. Well. But the Mazimim themselves said that they saw who it was in the Zohar a month before. So it shouldn't be high. So the Gemara says, they should do it. In Machias, that they are high. Because he was in the Zohar, but they said about him something that they didn't see. That they didn't see. However, for example, so the two Eidim who was in the first half of Eidim, he said, on the first of the year,
you
didn't see. But we saw that this person was in the Zohar, the first of the year. And since that time, it was already Nigmar Dineh.
And you have
so when you have I'm assuming when they testify on the second of the year that they saw who was in the Zohar on the first of the year. So at that time, when they tried to meet out the leadership of the Yisrael against Reuven, so Reuven had already been in Babine. So he was already in Mechuyev.
What does he need?
Some Mele had been in Mazone.
Why did it
Mashenke, it turns out that at the time when they even testified to the it was not Ligma Dineh, even though it turns out that he was in the Avizore, but since he was not Ligma Dineh, so he's not Gavak Taylor and he's not Mechuyev Mise. So anyway, there is a Chiyuv Razon. And the same thing the Gemara says, Ligabi Knas. Also the same thing. In other words, if, let's say, two Eidim would come and say that Reuven was to Beach and Mecher or he was in his Ramfate, so it's high class on the first of the year. And then two other Eidim would come and say on the first of the year, how do you say you saw that Reuven was in his Ramfate, he was to Beach and Mecher, and he was going to walk on the road. But on the first of Nisan, we saw that he was in his Ramfate, he was to Beach and Mecher. He was to Beach and Mecher.
But
he was the Beach Mecher. So then, the Achayev to pay to Reuven the class of Chamishin Kesed that he tried to be Mechayev, even though it turns out that he was Mechayev, the answer is he was not. Because until I wanted to deal with Knaas, he was Mechayev. Mashen Kibamome, if two Eidim would come and say that Reuven borrowed from Shimon $1,000 on the first of the year, that in the place. Then two other ladies would come and say, no, on the first of the year, so he won't know Nisan, but they saw on the first of Nisan, Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. So then, even though they testified falsely, we not punish them for something. The first kind of lady. Why? Because whom do they try to win $5,000? Who?
So it becomes
who was Mechuyev?
The status of his
except that they didn't see. Some Mele, there is not. So that's the Aloha Gabimome. So even if it happens that he did a thing that was said about him, but since they didn't see it, so there is an issue. So the question is, the mere dimensions of Machlike Peshinim, suppose two Eidim,
now the question is,
how about the first of the year, but
the answer did not have the
but they say, but before the second of the year.
Walking Covatereso
so
was able to
he bowed
so
from Shinan down. So then so Moshe Hashem say,
so then
Moshe Hashem say that there is no hazon, because he is the only
one.
So that means that so when they testify against Ruben that he borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, so he was already because since they were made, Masherim came, some Shem say no, because if they were made,
suppose the woman
So the male, if the Eidim were not in the first car, testify that later on you will have
Eidim.
Or suppose he was made. You don't even have to testify. Let's say, the first car says that the woman bowed from Shimon on the first of the year. So that is the phrase. Then the second car is Mazim, and the Baldim is made. That he did bow. So then, there are some Rishonim who say that there is a Chiyuv Mazon.
Why?
So
why?
Because two is made and how?
What purpose is that serve?
But, so now it becomes Mechuyev. But when the first cup
only to
was made, at that time the Doye did not as yet take place. The Doye did not as yet take place. So what's the Chitea? Some is Chayve. But the other Rishonim, most Rishonim hold, no. Why? Because they hold the money. Anyway. So there is such a sheet of Rishonim, that it's not Nemoneh, it is Chayv.
So
maybe if we say
so that the ancient Bosch
hold like the Marit, that it's only Chayv, not Nemoneh, so we can understand, then it makes shit sense. This shot of the ancient Bosch,
the ancient
Bosch, the Doi Shemayim, the Mitzvah Alvoy, Shekivah Hak. So that's Alvoy. That's Alvoy. Then, so why is it our voice? What is Kefir? The answer is it's Kefir, but the claim is for our voice. So that's the entire word that there was our voice, or there was our voice. So Shimon says there was no Avoye, and Reuven says there was Avoye. So it can properly be designated by the term Avoye. But why is it not made in a mikzah? Why cannot this be designated by the term Avoye? So if we were to assume
so
that it's the money, so that should also be called Avoye, because it's the money.
It's
the money, so now, and if, but if we say it's not the money, so it's Yisraeli, so the Chiyuv is not the Chiyuv of Avoye. So the question is not whether it's Mechuyev mit so the Chiyuv is because of Yisraeli, it's not because of Avoye. So that's why Hidoye made a mikdash in Hidoye, and Kefir HaKeir is called Avoye. Alright. Konik dir de chavoyt mit frushe mikol beiser mit chalim. Die chazer parasha lehim gimel gimel. Nav kol bin shloish shvay kol kiv shmechino. Vize tiyan ishon shel mele. Die heimik dir. Mal kol mo mele mashu shel shloish shbechino. Die afkhir uim bofit tura. Yu kabon amik si. Vi uiton ikne momele tal min ahan al shvay kol shvay. No kadu loy ma dir de uim. Vize yu vay. Vachaton ikne momele. Tomo mai de mole, dil habo muti doy babo de ik, ho ma shi ma kim ditone de mole,
mi shi se di ki ma mit.
So now we more the cash we ma.
To eat khum.
So how the drama we explain it so far.
So
abo de so ton mai de mole, mole bi shlech khum, bui ki de mole.
Dil habo.
Abo de habo mosh. Lo khum ma. You lady,
the ki ma mit.
Do be in shlech. Now so the Mishnah says that the Vilna Havos requires Shlisho and Tzmur. So they so and it's Mimaye Dois Avois. So what is the Mishnah Mimaye Dois Avois? The Mishnah is Mimaye Dois Avois on the requirement of Kibbutz, on the requirement of Shvei'ishim Av, or the Mishnah is Mimaye Kibbutz, Dois Avois from the requirement of Shvei'ishim.
You're not so
here
Not with the
Shwiloy boy. Aber mit Bekondem, like in Yus Chassodim, Meis Bono, the Kefer Hakim, Boye Shvui, Baitan Mas Nisnis, Unami, Zahai Asher Kiyen Matuze, Baal Boye Kishtoye, Ari Nemar Elihim Bait, Chodi Mash Bemunchi, Loshin Shore Virabonus, Kide Kint Karimino, Reini Satsicho Elihim Lifare, Loshin Rabonus, Vibbeo Liboye, Mum, Liboye, so in other words, now the shyest whether Eru Pashi is Sifkan or Lavi or Pashi is Sifkan is mentioned in the Gemara in respect to two questions. Here it's mentioned in connection with the question whether it requires Muchim or not. Because so where is the Torah traditionally in the Hindu and Zidayan is
on? Where is the Torah of the Gemara
with the Hindu? That's in the Parashat of Shomru. Of St. Tanis
Gaon.
And where does the Torah Lashon Kiyuzeh, from which we deduce that Lashon Kiyuzeh, that only
the Lashon Kiyuzeh, but
if he is a Kiva Hakach, so then he is, so then he is Potter. The Posik of Kiyuzeh, that is mentioned in the parish of Shomri, what does Kiyuzeh want? There has to be Kviyo in the Mikzah. So, the Rome holds that Lavi of Parshat is Sivkan. So that means the Posik of Kiyuzeh, the parish of Shomri, is to be applied to Shomri. Is to be applied to Shomri. And Kiyuzeh implies Kviyo in the Mikzah. So that means the Shema in order to be Chaye Bishvur. So there must be three. So it must involve three parts. Not for Yivu, it says, to Shema, Yivu, Poretz, Masalte,
so that is the Pshite.
And then, and Shema says, one Poretz, so hence,
in other words,
oh, Shvachino, example, Lenev.
So
one Poretz is Nenz, only the Lenev, in the another poor that you claim a third
poor
in Ochanan.
So we see that it can be
that one poor I own. One poor I own. One poor now you won't lay on, you never may. And another poor, so it's then. So then there is a Chiyuv Shvui. There is no three poor. There is no poor which is kinfet, and the poor which is made it. So besides the point that we expect, which is as Nelson, then there is always Chiyuv of Shvuyes Hashom, of that so we should not to be able to nishba the Nelson. Now we have to nishba the Nelson.
You come back.
That's Rome Bachom, because Rome Bachom holds that love of Pasi is come. So in Mele, the positive expression is certainly saying that is mentioned in the parish of Shomri. Is to be applied to Shom. And what does the Pasuk of Kiyuzeh imply? There has to be if it is to be applied to Shom, so that means that in respect to Shvuyes Hashom itself, there must be a Poret that is compared to the Poret that is made. And then there is the Poret on which he has to swear. So there must be three Porets. So without three Porets, there is no Chiyu or Shvuyes Hashom. According to Chiyabai Yosei, whom he holds the Tehu Parshe Sifkan, so Mele, the Parshe, the Parshe of Kiyuzeh, that is mentioned in the Parshe of Shomri, so that is to be transferred, that applies to Mikesef Talmud, that is in the Parshe. So the expression Kiyuzeh that was written in the Parshe of Shomri is to be transferred, mentally transferred. In other words, it is to be applied to the parish of Kesetalb. That means Milva requires, Milva requires made the mikvah, made the mikvah. So, so Rashi Shita is people coming, they are in Chie, and here, so Rashi says, the one who says, So there is so many kashes
that he mishnah mishnah so it's not referring to
the mishnah.
I mean, this Rashi is something else.
He seems to be showing
is a rishus.
But in Rashi appears to be saying to be Rashi appears to be saying again that according to Mandoma, again, the Rashi is coming. We pass it like three by just. There are three by the deal passes in coming. So the expression she uses is to be applied to the parasha of Kesetalveh, so in Melee it doesn't apply to Pekon at all. If it doesn't apply to Pekon at all, so there will be no requirements of the effective. So even if a hakel is highly sure by Pekon.
So this is the
why, and then we explain it on the basis of
Svoret.
Why should there be a difference between Pekon and Pekon and Kesetalveh? So the answer is, if a hakel will be so in the
so
that
he said not
the truth, he might be lying.
To the smicha,
he may not give a hakel.
He had smicha too,
so that means statement that according to Rashi, so if he says the shimen, I gave you two porridge shoes, and then he says to watch, and then shimen says,
so he has his job. So if he didn't get the shoes,
that's a problem. This is Rashi. So, Teisves is Chelik HaKlash. Now, there is a very long big Teisves in Kamelach Kutzai. So there, Teisves is Chelik HaKlash, because there are so many Gemores which appear to come to
Kutzai.
So, which the Mishnayas and Wises and Shmues and Chabbe, which appear to be saying that it is a hackle in Pekon, so why is the Shimon? So why if the says to Shimon, I give you two watches to watch, and Shimon says,
we are dealing with it.
So it's Potter Mishwe.
So
only if he says, I give you two watches to watch,
so
she says,
from this day
one watch yes and one watch
no.
No. So then there is a Chiyuv.
So
then there is a Chiyuv Shimon. Then there is a Chiyuv,
but if he itself is
potter, he is effective. So how can Rashi say that according to Mandoma, this is the Tirpash is Tivka, so if Hakul is Pekon is Chai Veshuye, because he is not indebted, so
Mas Tushi is the else without the Kanda. Listen, Rabbi
Tamshite, and
Rivoshi.
Now Rabbi Tamshite is, Rabbi Tamshite is,
before this Tachon,
that so that if we say Yosarshi,
if somebody was in Soruch, so that really was put out Ashur.
If we say
Yosarshi,
so that means that the posuch
and true,
the expression
there
you say that is written in the parish of Shomrim of the
Tzadanet,
but it is to be applied, it is transferred to the parish of Kesetau. So where does, so in other words, the posuch of Yosarshi applies to our boy.
So it was
applied to our work. But since it applies to our work, so we can learn how to have
and hear Pumbach
by way of the Mosinu.
All the smiches.
So Jew is a passage given the expression by the Muslim
applied.
So to our way to get it out there, not to show it, but once the Torah tells us, Gabi al Moshe, that there is a Mocheo of
Idoi
B'Miktar,
to be explicit.
So we learn how to be able to see just as now there is a requirement
specific act of Asmoche.
So that
requires,
but also requires being to be
explicit.
According to Rav Chiya Yosef,
before
there is no
shrosh
to Asmochein, unless there is a Idoi B'Miktar. So 2 points are required.
No, so that is that
not three, two. 2 points. Now the word, so if Rumi says to Shimon, I turn over
so
here to you 2 points.
So
then Shimon says, 1 point, yes, I have it,
so
I'll give it to you. And the other point is so it's highly sure. But suppose the woman by mix up. Rumi says to Shimon, I turned over. I turned over 2 points
by the
nosi.
For all smoches.
And Shimon answers, Nensu, both points. So I'm with a move for it. And he
said,
Nensu, so you
bow.
Even the contract of Shimon, he said.
So then, he makes the contract of Shimon.
Why is that so? Because if we say the parsha is the counsel, so the parsha of the old
there that is with just
the parsha that is with the parsha of the entire time from Shomrin is to be applied to our voyeur. So our voyeur requires doing mixas. Once we know that our voyeur requires doing mixas, so we learn how to
do
just as our voyeur requires it doing mixas. So because
the Ram culture
was a shock, we also require it doing mixas. So how many points are required in order that the Shema should be dash with a shock with it?
He should be a tree.
Machine can call
this is the kind of
Hoshus who says
it's with Rabbi of Parshia Sirokah.
So that means that the past, the posik of Kiyuze,
involved
the posik of Kiyuze, that is mentioned in the Parshia of Shomron Tintayin's Gamed, is to be applied to Shomron.
After
that means, and what does Kiyuze imply? That there has to be Kvila Beliktas, and it's not every Asmoche. So Mela means it should be applied to Shomron. So that means, besides the Torah, in respect which is said, and so on, level, so there has to be a porin which is kefir, and the porin that is made for every soul required. So, so that's what
you mean to the Chivayise.
And Chivayise. According to Chivayise, that the Opasius is gone. So the Potsu of Kivayise applies to the Papa Kedahalve. So the Mele Alvoyo requires it in Mixas. So then we learn how to do the Zino. That the Kod also requires it in Mixas. So not only two porins are required. But according to Tromes Bachome, the posik of Kiyuze is to be applied to Shomrin. And what does Kiyuze imply? That there has to be Kiyuze is a special Mixah. That means in order to Mikhoi Shuiz HaShomrin to pattern
points.
So there must be two other points. One Kiyuze Mixah, only two Mixah. So we must
tell.
So there's a point of three points.
So how
this is from Tam Shaitvet? Then,
it's Mashma,
the
Lichtes,
the Shita of most Shain, that is the Shita of the
Lichtes, that
is the Shita of God,
if they say
the Voshit of Baal,
so then
they are to Rome Bar Chomei, the Abiyo Pasha Sivka, so the Post of King Zed is to apply, to apply, to,
why do you say King Zed?
The Post of King Zed applies to Shomrin.
And so we see,
what does Kiyuze
so
imply?
So we see that there has to be Kvila
Miksas and Nidohid Miksas. So we see that there is a requirement of
three parts.
So there is no Kiyuze with Shomrin Manles. Rumi says to Shimon, is in a part with Shomrin. And Shimon says, one part and everything. Second part and it was me. A third part and I made it to you. That I owe you.
But then,
So only there are three points,
then
there is a few,
so then there must be a new body knows.
But if there are not three points, only
because
two points, so there is no
hope. All the Jews in the Arts of Israel,
according to Hebrew, is that they will pass it to come. So the process of Kiyuze is to apply to,
not just the Jews,
the process of Kiyuze is to apply to,
all over the world,
to
all over the Arts of Soils.
To our voice,
so that
to our voice,
that really
so that means the choice of Shomrin,
it really means
does not,
does not have the requirements of Oizoi Mixas. So it doesn't have any requirements.
Neither Oizoi Mixas
nor Shvili Mixas. So according so to Chilva Yitzchak, that he passes his cancer, Shvili Sashon, and he can't do it.
So he says,
so one part, which says to Shimon, I turned over a part of you, where is it? And Shimon says, then, so just one part. So it's right. And that's the shita of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, I don't want to discuss it right this moment, but the Rav mentions a very strange shita in regard to Erev Pasach. So far, as Chilva Yitzchak is
concerned.
Very, very strange.
Just as Chilva Yitzchak, there is another Rishna that will say the same shita.
I'm not going to discuss
the Chilva Yitzchak because it's so regarding the end of his issues to give immunity to his dying, so that he should be put up for any toys, he makes any judgment.
Now, if
so
you have aloha, at the end,
and
the
issues,
so to write the first power of the
issues, and one was given the issues by the Nazi,
Parashis is gone, so first
that he should be put up, that he should be dying, Rabbi,
Rashi
should
be put up for the Hakus Haile Shui,
be put up for any toys. That he judgment, he himself can exercise his reshus. He himself can exercise his reshus.
So he said,
the awful piece of that's why, the bottom of the
how do we see that?
Because Rabbi Rabbune said,
he said, he got his shoes from his father, his father from Rav, and Rav from Rav Chie, Rav Chie from Rav.
So what? But he didn't, Rabbi Rabbune didn't get reshus from Rav himself. And he wanted to be part of the
Shumi, basically,
from the Shumi, for any toys and judgment. So he had to have the shoes from the Shumi, and he didn't get the shoes from the Shumi. He got the shoes from someone
who
in the life before had the shoes from the Shumi. So that is also. That is also.
But more, I'll leave them to come and see if he can see if he can see.
All he has to do is to give the shoes to Rav, to give the shoes to Rav. Why did he have to ask? Rebbe, can Rav have the shoes to be done? That's the kind of passage. So he says, Rav, have the shoes for Rebbe. Be you
the Rav, even on the
part of the shoes of Rebbe, Hoyo. Ellen, can you shake the shoes of Rebbe? So that Hoyo, Rashoi, Odom, there is no written the shoes.
Only if there is an Asik.
So that's Aloha, it's mentioned.
Only if there is an Asik, Shu'as Hashomim,
it says, suppose it's a pure Aloha, it's a pure Aloha, there is no Asik.
So there is no Chishuni,
even in regard to those Jews who never learned one word of Torah.
Is not Chayyim
Shmuel. The daily in the European town, so there are many Jews who didn't learn even one word of Torah from